Hi, and welcome to Unlimited Love. Today is our special, it's actually our Valentine's Day special program, and we're doing it a little bit early because I wanted to get you started on the month of love. This month we've really declared for our community that we'll be raising the bar, raising the frequencies of love, love wisdom. So we're going to be working this call today on lifting you, raising you up. We'll be doing a meditation. We'll be doing a clearing. We'll be talking about what's coming up in February, where you could plug in, where you specifically could get the best benefit from. And my project manager very wonderfully put together a couple love packages, so we'll be talking about that at the end of the call. So if you're wanting to really deep dive on love and relationships and love and karma and loving yourself, my project manager, Kim, took it upon herself and put a couple packages together, which I totally approve of. So welcome everybody to call. We've got about 700 people on this call, and that makes me super happy to see our community coming together in such a beautiful way on a gorgeous Saturday morning. So welcome everybody, and happy Valentine's Day early. Know that you're loved and appreciated, and that you being here matters. We're going to start with our opening affirmation, which is the love wisdom affirmation. And then we'll be moving on to our clearing of obstacles, our chant. And then we're going to do a guided meditation and a demonstration of the quantum pump. We'll be talking about karma clearing. We'll be clearing, and the clearing we'll be doing today will be on rights, permission, ability. And you're going to really be excited about the things we're clearing in love today. Then towards the end of the class, we'll be talking about those love packages that I mentioned. So I hope you can stay for the whole time. And we're just so excited to have you here on the call. All right, well, let's start. I'm free to live a life of spiritual freedom and full self-expression, liberated in love, gratitude, and mastery in this body, here, and now. My spirit is limitless. I am responsible for any limits I experience in this body and have complete access to the divine through prayer and contemplation to release myself from any human bonds I have worn as spiritual clothing that no longer resonate with my essence. Vakratunda Mahakaya Koti Surya Samaprabha Nirvignam Karmedeivo Sarva Kayeshu Sarvada Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwara, Guru Sakshat Bharat Brahma, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Omgam. Ganapataye Namaha Dum Durgaye Namaha Om Aim Saraswatiye Swaha Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. And just take a moment to feel the shifting energy, feel the shifts in your body and in yourself. You're taking back your right permission and ability to own your life and to let go of anything that no longer resonates with your essence. And we have Minnie Mouse has just joined us. This is Miss Minnie, my daughter Adelia. Many of you know her. Adelia is on all of our calls. Babies bring purity, love. They bring angelic blessings. So you're going to hear her cooing and giggling and maybe doing a little bit of squawking during the call. She'll be with us, and she'll be bringing the blessings of the baby. Yeah, and Adelia, it will be 4 months next week. She's a big girl. She's wearing one-year clothing. So she's a big girl. She's happy to see all of you. And she's in her little Minnie Mouse Valentine's dress. So she's all ready to be my Valentine. You're going to be my Valentine, aren't you, sweetie? Are you? Did you just wake up from your nap? Yeah. So we're just so happy to have you here. Okay, well, what I had promised first is a guided meditation. So finding a comfortable seated position with your spine erect and your feet on the floor, breathing in and out. And as you breathe in positive energy. And as you breathe out negativity, worry, and concern. Breathing in and out. And I'd like you to rub your hands together in front of your heart chakra, creating some energy, some heat, some tapas in the hands. Make your hands nice and warm. And then putting your right hand over your heart chakra and your left hand over your right hand in a universal mudra of self-love and self-affinity. Affirm to yourself, I love myself. Can you put your heart there? I trust myself. I give myself permission to express my unique self. Beautiful. I'm breathing in and out. Breathing in and out. And then you can open your palms like the cup of love. This is in Hindu temple dance. This is the mudra for cup of love. And you can just imagine love showering forth into your cup of love and spilling over. And so just opening that in front of your heart chakra. And as your eyes are closed, hopefully, just see all that love just showering into your palms, open hands, open to the universe, receiving all the love the divine has to give. And continuing to breathe in and out. And if you haven't closed your eyes, now is a good time to do that. Breathing in and out. Sending a grounding cord down from the base of the spine to the center of the earth. Make the grounding cord nice and wide. Set the grounding cord on release. And begin to release the excess energy in the body. Grounding the male and female bodies, so your testicles, fellas, and women, your ovaries, with a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center, down through the perineum for ladies, and down to the center of the earth, setting the right ovary and left ovary on release, also the testicles on release. And ladies, you're going to be releasing healing projects, and men, you're going to be releasing competition and aggression. Also, you're going to be releasing female control energy from the male body there. So I want you to really take, you know, stock and set a little vacuum down there and just really let it release, let it clear out. Very wonderful. Okay, we're going to continue to let that clear out, and then we're going to go on up a little bit now to the adrenals. The adrenals sit at the waistline on either side of the spine, and we're going to ground them with a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center, through the perineum and down to the center of the earth. We're going to release it, those glands that control how you respond to stress. So let's go ahead and set the right and left adrenal on release, and let's clear out the adrenals. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And just imagine that either through your spine, the nervous system, or through the sciatic nerve, you can just imagine imaginary lines plugging into the adrenals. Nothing has to be perfect. This is a spiritual process, so your imagination is going to get it there. And let's go ahead and release the nervous system at the same time. Wonderful. And we're going to also go up, come to think of it, let's do the pancreas. And so let's ground the pancreas. The pancreas is in front of the adrenal. So the adrenals are kind of in the back on top of the kidneys. And the pancreas is right about the belly button level. Yeah, and it is responsible for insulin levels in the body. And we think about sugar levels in the body very much related to how much you can give and receive love. So let's go ahead and clear out the pancreas. So we'll just draw a line of energy and ground the pancreas. Just, it looks a little bit like a corn cob, kind of all the way across the front of the body behind the belly button. Yeah, and just ground it, and let's set that on release and release any excess energy in how you give and receive love, that metaphoric giving and receiving of love, and the pancreas itself. Mm-hmm. Very good. And just let that just release and come to a healthier place without any of that excess buildup. And we're going to go right up to the heart chakra and the heart itself. So the heart chakra is in the center of the body, and the heart a little bit over. And you're just going to ground the whole situation, the heart chakra in front and back, and the heart itself, the organ itself. So to send a grounding cord from the heart down through the perineum, down to the center of the earth. And by the way, that was the pancreas also was through the perineum, if I didn't say that. So we're just going to keep sending grounding cords down, and we're going to just clear out the heart. And just setting the heart on release. If there's any death energy, disappointment, failed energy, sorrow, let's let that go. Let's let all that dark energy leave the heart. Wonderful. You're doing a great job. Just a great job. All right. We're going up to the center of the head. And in the center of the head is your emotional brain. And I'd also like to ground that. So we're just doing a little clearing of dark energies from different locations in matter in your body. So let's center of head on top of the brain stem, on top of the the reptilian brain is a mushroom-capped emotional brain. It looks like a portobello mushroom. And let's ground that mushroom, the emotional brain, down through the perineum, down to the center of the earth, and let's set that on release and release any failed energy, disappointment. We'll be doing a clearing on emotions related to rights, freedom, and permission. So it's a nice long list. Let's just go ahead and just set it on release in the physical body. Beautiful. And as you're setting your emotional brain on release, let's go ahead and open a trap door out the back of the head. And let's go ahead and use a spiritual fire hose and wash out the center of the head. And we're just going to wash out all those old agreements, those old contracts, all that stuff that's outdated, that no longer serves you. You're doing a great job. Doing an awesome job. Fantastic. Just
just really awesome.
All right, going out, popping out the top of the head. And by the way, you can close that trap door when you feel like you've cleaned it out. Pop out the top of the head. I want you to just kind of go around your aura and smooth out any dings, dents, or holes in the aura. So just use your spiritual hands to kind of move around, kind of float around your aura. And just if there were any holes there, or any tears, or any dings or dents, just go ahead and smooth them out now. Oh, you're doing a wonderful job. Just wonderful. All right, and then you can pop back into the center of the head if you'd like to and sit in your throne in the center of the head. You have a throne room in the center of the head, which is your golden temple of silence. I'd love for you to now open your feet to earth energy, bringing earth energy up through the feet, the ankles, the shins, the calves, the knees, the thighs, out the hips, and down the grounding cord. So we're just bringing earth energy, that very much better shape. The earth is in so much better shape after we did our group healing. And we're bringing this wonderful, wonderful group, earth energy rather, in through our legs and our feet and out the hips. And really connecting with the grounding of Mother Earth, with all she has to help us with and heal us. You're doing an amazing job. I'd like you to find a place in the universe that's in harmony with you and bring that line of energy from that place that's in harmony with you into the back of your head, 1 inch above where the spine meets the skull. And bring it down through your neck and shoulders, your arms, your elbows, your forearms, your wrists, hands, and out the fingertips. And bringing more of that energy back down through your back channel. And down all the way into your hips. Looping up through the belly, through the chest, through the neck, through the head, fountaining out the top of the head like a beautiful Italian fountain, bathing and cleansing your aura. And now you're sitting in the center of your head and you're feeling the presence of the quantum pleasure field. And that presence is so permeable. It's light and brilliant. You're starting to feel that light and warmth pulsating against your aura and against your skin and becoming part of you. And you are actually part of that pleasure field when you live in unlimited, unconditional love. And so we begin to radiate that unconditional love from the heart out, from the heart chakra and the heart out, through the body, through all the cells of the body, through the aura, through the fields of genesis and recreation of life and new life in the body, through the fields of embodiment, the relationship with body and spirit, through the field of quantum and our own personal quantum field, which extends 30 feet out, and through the field of amplification, where all our thoughts, our actions, and our words are amplified out into the universe in such a beautiful way with this unconditional, unlimited love, this incredible pleasure field, a field of perfect healing, perfect wellness, perfect wealth, perfect love. Breathing in and out, breathing in and out, breathing in and out. And just feeling your spirit is sitting in the center of your head, I'd like you to imagine now your spirit feeling much more spacious, can move more deeply into your toes and feet, fingers and hands, legs and arms, torso, neck and head, moving deeply and profoundly, more deeply into that which is the you of you, moving out all that is not you, and continuing to breathe in and out, in and out. Rubbing your hands together again in front of your heart chakra, creating some spiritual energy, some tapas, and get your hands and the palms of your hands nice and warm. And I'd like you to, again, put your right hand over your heart chakra and your left hand over your right hand in a universal mudra of self-love and self-affinity. Affirm to yourself, I love myself. And then breathe in and anchor that emotion of I love myself. Can you feel that anchoring in now? More deeply as you are the quantum pleasure field. I trust myself. And deeply breathe in and anchor, I trust myself. And then I give myself permission to be and express my unique self. Whoever you are in your divinity, in your sweetness, in your uniqueness, give yourself permission to be you, be here, to exist and be loved. And anchor that deeply and profoundly into your body. Permission to be you. Permission to love you just the way you are. And coming back into the room, breathing in and out deeply. And I just welcome you back. Welcome you back from meditation. Welcome you back into your body. Welcome you back into that love space and into the quantum pleasure field. Knowing that everything is in divine order. That nothing is wrong. Nothing. And no matter how much you see that isn't perfect, I want you today to say everything's in divine order, things are lining up for me to clear, and I just celebrate and rejoice in the magnificence of my life and all that is revealing itself, all that is unfolding and expanding. And whether it looks like it's wrong or right, it's right. And I want you to set yourself in such a space. February is one of the highest frequency months of the year, and that's part of the reason I moved this program up to, a couple weeks, 10 days. We were going to do it on Valentine's, and I thought, you know, January was a very low month. A lot of people were in a down cycle, and I want to get you all set to enjoy this really high frequency month for the entire month. So welcome back into your body, into love, into that divinity and quantum pleasure field. And please let me know how you liked the meditation. We are going to go into, I think we're going to go into a demonstration of the quantum pump and muscle testing next. Yep, we are. Do you want to come up here and help me do a demonstration, sweetie? Do you want to come up and do the demonstration with me? Yeah. Can you show people how to do the quantum pump? Let's see, big girl. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, up. Okay. Alright, so we're going to do the quantum pump. Let's see if we can get that screen clear. Okay, sweetie. Okay, so the quantum pump is the elbow down at the side and the hand pumping forward. That's the quantum pump. Yeah, with Mickey Mouse ears in my head and my chin. I like it. I like Minnie Mouse ears. So the quantum pump is right in front of your shoulder, about 6 inches. And the arm, the forearm, and the hand are pretty much on the same plane. And the hand is just dropping forward. The fingers are loose. So this is the quantum pump. And we'll show you from both sides, so you can see it from both sides. And there's the quantum pump from this side. Yeah. Here we go. And then you can do the double pump, and the double pump is the quantum pump on both sides. Hey, weak girl. Okay, so quantum pump with both hands, and a baby in your arms looks like this. Like that. Like that. Yeah. And without a baby in the arms, it's going to be just like this. Yes. Sometimes we're doing the platter. Certainly we're doing the platter a lot more these days in class, and the platter looks like this. And we were doing the platter like this and then coming down like this, so you had to bend your wrist back. And I've altered that so that we don't have anybody having a wrist injury. So you're going to just have your hand facing forward and right hand only, never double platter, only platter single. So it's just going to be going like this, more like this. Which we'll save on for those of you that already have a strained wrist. Okay, kitty. All right, so that's the platter. The difference between the double pump, which is the hands are loose, the fingers are loose, and chopping, which we do with spiritual parasites, is that the fingers are held tight together. We also have a pump called the doorknob, and it looks like this. And so the hand, it looks like the platter, it's just that the fingers look like they're going around a doorknob. And we do different quantum movements, hand movements to access the quantum field. The quantum pump, the basic pump, which we demonstrated first, which we always demonstrate first, the basic pump, will work for everything. So if you want to work on a project yourself and you don't know which pump to use, always the quantum pump will work for everything. It might take a little bit longer than one of the other pumps, but it works for everything. Yeah. Yes, it does. Okay, and then muscle testing is the, I do it this way. So you might have your own way, which is fine. If you're one of my apprentices, I'd like you to learn how to do it with your right hand, ring finger extended, and left pointer finger pointing down. My name is Julie Renee. I am mommy of Adelia Rose. I get a strong yes on that. So I'm holding my finger firm, and I'm pushing down. And just, it's up and down movement, not side to side and not back. So that's up and down. We get all of our answers from that. We're not going to go into muscle testing a lot today, but we do have a muscle testing class. So, yeah, she's going to be ready for the Minnie Mouse Club, aren't you? M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E. M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E. Yes, up, up. Should we go up, 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 up? You like that. You know you do. Yes, you do. Okay, so we're going to go on next to our clearing. Hey, and by the way, if you're one of those few people who gets a little uncomfortable with the baby on the call, I just want to encourage you to clear your own childhood right, permission, and ability to be seen and heard, to take up space, to make a little noise, to be an active child. You know, sometimes what I get when I read people who say, oh, she's so adorable, but I have a hard time with her in class, it's because of something that you didn't have permission to be or do. Removing domination, suppression, and control. And domination, suppression, and control, being suppressed as an infant, being controlled, being dominated over, not being allowed to be yourself and express yourself. So that's something that I just encourage you, if you have any little kind of angst about a baby on the call. And I know so many of you just, like, adore her. Everybody adores her. She's all lovable. Okay, so we've done the quantum pump. We've done a little demo on muscle testing. we're going to talk about karma clearing, but we're actually going to go into a right clearing, a rights clearing. Karma clearing, we're doing a full-on four-part training this year. It's going to be so powerful and way beyond what we've ever done before. I did a karma clearing class, the very, very first class that I ever did on live stream. We did No More Ghosts and Karma Clearing, and that was such a big deal, and that was about 4 years ago. And we were really experimenting with all of the equipment and learning how classes are taught online. So you may have done that that class as a replay. I think we had like 15 people in the class at that point. It was very exciting for us and very nerve-wracking, and I had a producer actually in my living room with me, and we were working on it together. But now we're really good at things, and I've put together this phenomenal class. So we'll be clearing shared energy, cords, contracts, agreements, and karma. But with karma clearing, in addition to that, what I've added, which you, of course, want to add, is the emotional anchors, the spiritual interferences, the programs that allowed you to create karma with a person, whether it was evil spirit curses or demonic curses, satanic curses, if you had soul contracts with them, if you had trauma with them, all of that. So we do the standard karma clearing that I taught 4 years ago, but we also do all of the other things. And we're clearing karma with corporations and with religious groups and with people and with lovers and bad and good. So that class is coming up. So that's karma clearing. And I just wanted to like touch on it. And I know many of you have done that that smaller course, home study course on karma clearing. And it's a wonderful introduction to karma clearing. Sorry about that. Again, my hands have a ton of energy coming off of them right now, and that happens sometimes in classes. So that if my hand gets close to the mouse, the screen starts jumping. That's why it acts so funny. I'm going to try and keep my hands away from the mouse except to click down. Okay, so what we are going to be working on today and accomplishing are to have right to love, to just have the right to love. And if I muscle test for this group, and it looks like right now we have probably somewhere around maybe 215 people on the live stream. They maybe have 50 or 60 people on the phone call. And we have, I think, around 700 signed up for the call. So if I were to read all of the people who have signed up for the call, there's people going to be getting the replay, I'm sure. And what percentage of people actually have the right to love? 17% of people have the right to love. So if you have the ability to muscle test, I want to encourage you right now to just check, do I have the right to love? And let me know, put in the chat box, do you have the right to just love? And then do you have the right to be loved? Oh, that's so interesting. I've cleared so much, and I get a no on the be loved. So I'm definitely excited about this clearing. Do you have the right to exist? Like when you were born, did you have the right permission and ability to exist? And do you have the right permission and ability to exist now? So when I was born, I didn't, and now I do. And the right to feel your feelings. I know I was very suppressed and stoic. I was a raised German Lutheran by an alcoholic father and a mentally challenged mother, and so I did not have the right to feel my feelings. So even as a very mature adult, I would feel 10 or 20% of my feelings. So now I have the right to feel my feelings 80%, so I'm going to raise that up to 100%. But I've really worked on that, and I do feel feelings more, and authentic feelings, not necessarily all the old feelings, but new stuff, you know, like what's present right now. And to be magnetic to love. Do you have the right permission and ability to be magnetic to love? And I get a yes on that for me in present time. And that was a big no at birth. So, really, really good to check in on that stuff, right? And, you know, we just don't really think about it. We think about the actual loving process without realizing that if it's not set up in our field, right, permission and ability, To love, be loved, to exist, to be cherished, magnetic to love, let go of past hurts, raise the frequency, removing domination, suppression, and control. If we don't actually consciously do this, then we're always going to be struggling. We're always going to have that kind of a myth when we're looking for love, when we're reaching out for love. By the way, I did a kind of a very intimate disclosure of what I'm looking for in love tomorrow on the newsletter. So I kind of revealed my what is it that I'm looking for, the feelings I'm looking to feel. And, of course, I come from that space of mock-ups, which many of you know. So it would be I'm looking to feel these feelings. So you can watch for tomorrow's newsletter and see my intention for bringing in love. And so what we're doing right now is we're doing the quantum platter, removing all of these impediments to you experiencing love. And look at all the spiritual interferences in column 3, the emotional anchors in column 2, and all of the programs in column 1. So we're doing the platter. And I wanted to talk to you about, setting yourself up to win. And one of the things that I realize about love and is that I have mocked up love, but I had such a strong I need to bring in children before I have love that I couldn't bring in love. It's funny because I'm noticing that the men who are connecting with me are really charmed and enchanted with me. I had a producer host from PBS saying he'd like to take me out to lunch, and another a radio host from New York wanting to come for a weekend to visit, and some of the fellas online, their frequencies are higher, so they're getting to be higher matches for me. Not quite where I need them to be yet, but I notice as I start having this experience of the children in my life. And let me put this together for you so that you understand it, because you may have something like that that's just different. You might have had something bad happen that was tied to relationship. So when I was very young, when I was 16, I got engaged and got married at 18 and had three children. I gave birth to three children before I was 24. And I went through a terrible time. I had cancer, and I went through a divorce, and we had agreed that I would have the children. And his family, his father was running for state representative, his family founded the town and the church. His family came in and took the children away from me, and they had convinced him that I wouldn't survive without the kids, that I would come crawling back on my hands and knees begging for forgiveness and move back with an alcoholic, abusive husband. So that was the way I lost the three children I gave birth to. And I don't want you to get too involved with the emotion of that years later, and it was very hard. I cried for 3 years every day, for hours every day. I was so, like, you know, it was like I had lost my arms and legs. Later, I came to understand about these children, and if you see pictures of them, they look exactly like their father, nothing like me. I had incompleted, like, an evil spirit curse. Is that right? Yeah, evil spirit curse. Was it karma? No, it's evil spirit curse. I was the sister to a famous king, and he married me to one of his generals, and I lived in the Library of Alexandria as a priestess, and I said, well, you can do it in name only, because I'm not sleeping with that guy. He was like a pig, you know, he was a general, he was like all involved in killing. And that general came back, he cursed me and said, I'll come back in another life, and I'll get what I want from you, which is he wanted a whole lot of children. And so every other year I was having a baby, as quickly as my body could have a baby. And then he got the children, so he ended up with the children. So, it was very, very hard, I think. And that kind of left a permanent, it's not safe to be married, because they would have rights to children. So I was very much working on the adoption. I had worked on having children, and my body couldn't do it earlier. I had 13 miscarriages, and now I'm adopting. And I realized as I was going through the adoption, there was moments of grief, and there was a lot of stuff coming up, a lot of emotions coming up. So those things anchor, and then they prevent you, even though you've got the best mock-up possible, those things anchor into you, and they prevent you from bringing in love. Because it's like love and family, for me, they were two competing things. And they were almost canceling each other out, so I couldn't bring in family and I couldn't bring in love. And so I had to do full force clearings on bringing in family. And as I was really bringing in family, and I was now had a baby on the way, I started looking at, oh my God, I can't bring in love. And I was working with an attachment therapist who was helping me look at things, and I'm like, I can't bring in a husband until I have my children, so I feel safe and secure with the children. Which can totally be cleared, because what I'm looking at, the kind of relationship I'm looking at, has nothing to do with the old relationship. But you see how something will anchor in an abusive old way, and then it won't let you move forward. So I'm very excited to be really having all of this revelation this year in the last 8 or 9 months. I've been really working on clearing the decks, and of course with a little baby it's hard to be thinking about romance. But I'm definitely seeing that there is a divine complement for me and for each one of you, a soulmate, a partner, a love, a cherished, amazing being that is there for you. So I'm wanting you to do the platter. I'm going to pick up Adelia. Adelia, you want to come up for a while? So keep doing the platter. Mommy has to turn this way to get you, doesn't she? Okay, big girl. You want to come up for a while and smile? Yeah. You want to come up and play? Yeah. Up. Up. 1, 2, 3. Okay, big girl. Okay. So that was one of the things I wanted to share with you, is if you have something competing with love, if you've been really disappointed or hurt, or if abuse is part of some kind of trauma or abuse is part of the love picture for you, ultimately you're going to have to clear that. In our karma clearing and in the 7 stages of love, we're going to be doing deep dive clearings. Actually, in all the classes this month, you've got so many things lined up that are going to be amazing. And I just want for you to have that freedom, the joy, and the connection to really be loved and cherished for who you are. Feel your feelings, the right permission and ability to exist, and be really cherished for who you are, just met where you are. So, and I love the idea of growing and changing, too. I mean, being able to discover what I have about why I wasn't bringing in love. I was bringing in lots of fellows when I was younger, but there was kind of a limit. It was kind of the unavailable man who, you know, wanted to have a little fling or something like that. So I realized that's not my picture. My picture is something wonderful and long-term and a match for eternity. Okay, wiggly girl, what would you like? There you go. Well, hold on to that. Okay, so let's put up the clearing so you guys can take a look at the clearing. And I won't be able to say hello to everybody, but I'm going to take a look at the most recent things that have come in. And I think Grandma is on the call. Hi, Grandma. And I think Uncle Tommy is on the call. So hi, Uncle Tommy. And for all of you, we just love you so much. Okay, so Lou, thanks for sharing your story. It gives me hope. And so many people, and give hope for so many people. You're welcome. And Karen, I am only interested in divine spiritual friendships, not romantic relationships, as lasting friendships are much more higher level than any romance. I don't know about that, but if that's your belief, then that's what it's going to be. Let me come on and explain to you something. Tommy A, there's Tommy A, and I think I saw Christina just a couple minutes ago. So here's the thing. You can do divine friendships, and that's fine. And I don't know who told you or if that's your certainty about a romantic relationship, but divine complement and the sexuality. Sexuality is a way to access and know God. And so if you're connecting in a very profound way, it's two God beings together, you become one with light. It's a very, very high kind of sexual connection, or it's almost like a miracle or magic where God becomes present. You become the living presence of God in the sexual connection. So I'm all for that. I think that that's wonderful and amazing, where you become the pleasure field and you become not just yourself, but the oneness of everything and the frequency and the vibration of love itself, God incarnate. And that's through sexual intimacy. So romantic love, I think has a beautiful place. And I also noticed that, you know, if you take love devotion, and if you add the word devotion to romantic love, I think you're going to come up with something really spectacular. Devotion, you know, when we think about devotion, we think about devotion to the divine, to God, in our prayer and our chanting. Think about devoted love, devotion love to your partner, and that being part of romantic love, so that there's a level of service, you're getting out of the mind. I know that sometimes people think about romantic love as, you know, strategy. And if I do this and she does that, and then I'll do this and then she'll do that. And it looks a little surface-like. And that's not what I'm talking about. So if that's what you're talking about, I totally get it. And I'm not talking about that as kind of a strategic, oh, let's play a game. And as a matter of fact, I'm so not into the love game stuff. And you could be. You know, you could like all the different kind of hats that you wear and the love games. Okay, Wiggle Girl. Where would you like to be? You want to be in the swing? You want to show me your pretty skirt? Look at that. That's so pretty. Do you want to be in the swing for a while? She's a very, very active girl. She's a happy girl, but she is so active. Yes, she is. Here we go. Want to swing a little bit? Here we go. Can I get you one of the toys? Oh, yes, okay. Here we go. Here we go, sweetie pie. There. There you go. Okay, there we go. You can keep an eye on her. So think about that. Think about what it is that you're really looking for. Divine complement includes sexuality, obviously, but may not for you. Your divine match may be a divine friendship where you have long conversations and go for long walks and share about the scriptures. And I don't know, I just, yeah, anyway. So that's my thoughts on that. I just don't want you to sell yourself short that for every type of love, and I know when the Greeks have like five or six different names for love, for every type of love, there's a highest version of love. So there's a lower version, which is probably the standard that we humans kind of are aware of, and then there's that highest frequency, and maybe the frequency of everything blended together. In seven stages of love, we talk about the frequencies, divine complement being the seventh stage, soulmate being the fifth stage, and on anything over stage four is really a pretty blissful relationship. So let's be thinking about... Hi. Hi. You're so cute. You're the cutie one. Yes, you are. So let's be thinking about that and really start exploring your belief and then what's possible. What if you could have a love for all time, that was a romantic love, that your body worked beautifully, that there was no trauma in your body, and there was no trauma in his body, and that when you came together, there was magic. Whether you walked holding hands on the beach and you could feel this frequency of love and joy in the body, bliss in the body, you know, watching the sunset, sharing a meal, you know, I want you to start holding that concept of that's possible for you. That's possible. Okay, my dears. And we do do, and actually, ladies, for those of you who are interested, the Sexier Me class is coming up, I think in a week, maybe a week, one or 2 weeks. It's coming up really soon. What is the energy on always having multiples of those sacred connections with partners and not finding just one soulmate? I think you have to pull out of that community, Anna. I really appreciate you asking that too, because there's a community. It's maybe like a tantric community where the mindset is, and the word that they use too is hedonistic. They don't believe in being partnered to one partner, and you have to be around the group mind when you're making a shift like that. You have to be around group mind that says, we believe in one partnership, you know. So there's nothing wrong with multiple partners. It's just that if you're looking for lasting love, that's not where you're going to find it. You're not going to find it in those communities. So unplug from the maybe the tantric or the free love communities and start really researching the love that you're imagining for yourself.
Like that at the birdie. It's not doing anything. And the bunny. The bunny's happy. There's nothing wrong with the bunny. And it can't do what you want it to do. So I'm going to give you another one. The crying and getting mad doesn't help it. It doesn't make it better.
There you go. Can you get that back? I know. I know. So funny. She's at a stage where she doesn't quite know why they don't jump out in her hand or do what she wants them to do. Okay, let's see. Just faster, Rosemary. In this case, we had chosen this. A guy I used to date told me we have a spiritual attraction. Is there such a thing? It could be. From the same soul family. Can't hear me consistently. Let's see. You know what? Thank you, Melissa. I've amplified the phone. I think it'll be better. I apologize. That's me kind of moving around, and if I'm probably right in front of it, you're hearing me. So I've got it now on amplification. So I'm seeing Cassidy, we observe same in my family. Genetically, they allowed family and children, but not romantic coupled love. So that's something that you could clear. In the seven stages of love, we're going to go into the deepest levels of expressing love, and we're going to clear from the first stage all the way up to the seventh stage. So you'll be available to be magnetic to any of those stages. So that's going to be pretty exciting. Mm-hmm. I would be one of them complaining if she was not in the class. Thank you, Penny. Right to exist, yes. Jackie, right to exist. Yes, yes, no, 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 yes. Okay, yes. Philippe, right to exist, yes. Brenda, yeah, some of you are my students, and you've, I mean, like, regular, so you've gotten some of that cleared. 15% and to exist 10%. No, not at all. So there's a lot of that. Don't have the right to be magnetic to love when born, but do now. Wahoo, and that's from Anne. I feel uncomfortable being loved as if I'm not good enough. And I think that's the I Am Loved class really goes into the feeling worthy. And, you know, one of the things I want to talk to you about, Melissa, is about how you presence love. Because if you're thinking about yourself, it's really self, I want to say this in the nicest way. If you're feeling unworthy, you're self-centered. If you're feeling like, what can I contribute to this other, and how can I love and show up for this person, you're directed towards another. That's where generosity and love starts. So that would be a good place to start from when you start with love. Is what am I bringing to the table? What can I contribute? How can I? I know I got a message from somebody on eHarmony saying, it was a pretty long message, and he's someone who asked what I was looking for in a relationship. He's looking for his last love, and I'm not looking for my last love. I'm looking to connect with my divine complement and be with him for, you know, forever. But last love seems like I want to die with this person. I want to die with somebody. His third question, which was quite long, was, how will you be respectful to me and how will you take care of me in a relationship? And it started getting to look kind of needy and self-oriented rather than talking about the feelings that he'd like to feel. But I get people aren't trained in how they want to communicate, and a lot of times that old baggage will show up in communications like this. Like, we had some rich communications going back and forth, and then some needy kind of, I've been hurt, don't hurt me kind of stuff showed up. So you might be looking at that too. Look at what you write about love, and if you're one of the people on OkCupid and eHarmony and all the others, Match.com, Christian Singles, there's a whole bunch of them out there. I want you to be looking at, what are you writing, and is there stuff you can clear so that you can stand as a love being. Carrot apple juice. I've been juicing. Okay, and that was definitely past time for, oh my gosh. Okay, I'm turning 42 on Thursday and have never been married and wish to be able to meet my soulmate and have children. I love that, Kate. I am aligned with that. Get into the karma clearing and the seven stages of love class. That would be great. By the way, we're going to go 15 minutes over. I'm sorry I didn't tell you, but because we're doing the clearing, because we did the meditation, because I wanted to talk to you about the karma clearing, there was a lot involved with the call. And as I mentioned to you, we have some ways for you to get into the classes and some specials, some love specials just for today. They go away at midnight tonight. So let me take you through that, and then I come back and answer some more questions. Okay, so unlimited love special tuition packages today only. So if you are interested in just going for it and really going to the deepest levels of love, and believe me, I have so much to share with you. I've been working on a book called Seven Stages of Love, and I will definitely be working on that again. It's about 120 pages at this point. And, you know, if you know me, you know that I like to have long books, so there's much more to be added to this. But I would like to take you to the deepest level of where you can go and really open February to really blasting away those programs, the emotions, emotional anchors, and the spiritual interferences that are blocking you. In this class, in the Big Love Package, which Kim put together for us, thank you, Kim, she picked out Karma Clearing, the 4 training hours, 7 stages of love, 4 training hours, I Am Loved, 2 training hours, and then for women, the Better, Sexier Me, it's 2 training hours, and for men, if any gentlemen want to be grabbing this, we can put in, instead of the Better, Sexier Me, which is for women only, we will be happy to put in the Home Study Healing the Sex Glands and Organs for Men. And the total tuition for that is $592, so just about $600. And you're getting about $125 off of that today. So it's a 20% discount in the Big Love Package. And the Big Love Package, julierenee.com/Big Love. And I'm going to just take you through that package so that you know, we're just going to go to the pages so you can see what we're actually looking at and what's involved with the classes. And then we'll go to the second offer that we have today. And listen, I just want to get you where you want to be. I know I'm going to be blasting away. Last month it was all about clearing some space, and we had a banner breakthrough month. The enrollments were up doubled for what they were for the 6 months prior. We were really looking at making a change, and we got that done. And this month it's all about love and bringing in more love and doing it in a beautiful way and making room for me for a sweetheart. So I'm going for it, and I hope you'll come with me, and I hope you'll go for it too. All right, so let's take a look at karma clearing. By the way, I filmed these. Obviously, there's some videos on the website that I look tired because I wasn't getting enough sleep with the baby. Okay, so karma clearing. Here we go. It's a nice video though. February 6th, 13th, 20th, and 27th, and training 1, birth mother and father clan right to belong and to be loved, were you planned for, loved and cherished through gestation, the early months, if not, how would life be different, better, right permission and ability to be born to both parents and in the clan, what agreements are in place in this life, causing buku problems, men clearing respected, honored by mother, and women's clearing cherished and protected by father. So it's a big, big clearing in one day. Training 2, we'll be doing the siblings and close childhood friends, first broken heart, loss of innocence, loss of hope, loss of possibility, clearing history, what you believe you deserve. We're opening you to your greatest possibilities of love. Training 3, divorce, bad end to a love affair, romantic love unentangled. Also learn how to get the baggage from love gone bad out of your life. Life-changing. The experience will permanently and completely clear your space with a parasitical ex, and they'll just literally forget you and focus on something else. And training for bigger stuff, karma, ending with corporations, countries, religions, clearing with groups. So that's going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal class. A lot of people have gotten big shifts. We've got some nice support material in there, your Divine Human Blueprint chapter, Definitive Guide to Karma Clearing, the Karma Clearing Meditation, the I Am Loved, Bad Luck Breaker, Owning Your Life. So that's the first class in that series. And then the 7 Stages of Love. It's kind of fun to go through these classes with you so you can just see what we're up to. The 7 Stages of Love, Training 1, Restoring Rights to love and be loved, to feel expressed and clear family patterns. But we're also going through the stages. So I think, we're clearing things, but we're also going stage by stage. And I think that's going to be very important, exploring the first 3 levels of love, how they work, parts of these levels, that's in 2, discovering the nature in stages 4 and 5 and how to master the levels related to soulmate, deep satisfaction in uniting with partner who aligns with your vision, clearing DNA, training 4, exploring the stages of enlightened love and partnership on a divine level, releasing unworthiness, DNA programs prohibiting you from this level of love, emotional brain program. 7 Stages of Love is a huge program, lots and lots of stuff in this program. There are support meditations, and it's really so phenomenal. Nobody has. Jack Canfield was really excited about this. He was like, oh my God, sign me up for that one. I want that book, and I want to be part of that. So the seven stages of love, that's included. I Am Loved is the next program in the Big Love package. And it's a special kind of mini retreat. It's a two-hour retreat. We'll clear harmful bloodline patterns and family curses that prevent you from fully loving yourself. Clear degrading and debilitating DNA, emotional thought forms, blocking love, ending group karma and punishment energy from the past that would prevent you from loving yourself, move into grace and ease, powerful reset meditation for self-love. And again, we have some wonderful amplifying the positive, wonderful meditations, the I Am Loved meditation, of course. So lots and lots of breakthroughs on this one. We've done this class once before. It's a phenomenal class. It'll be brand new again this year. We'll be doing new things. For those of you ladies who really need a breakthrough, Better Sexier Me Healing the Orgasm. I know so many women struggle with, not being able to feel the joy and pleasure in their body. And I'm just willing to address those really difficult topics. So we're gonna get you there by clearing and by re-energizing and reorganizing. I really recommend that if you haven't already done Healing the Sex Glands and Organs for Women, to do that before you come into this class. We can have a meditation on better sex, and that, So my secret sauce, love my secret sauce, better sex, and happy hormones. So those are included. And then for the gentlemen, if you're coming into the Big Love program, you'll just need to send a note saying, hey, I'm a guy, so they'll put you into the Healing the Sex Glands and Organs for Men, as opposed to, I think the automatic thing that the link does is put you into the Sexier Me class, which obviously you don't need to be part of. so that's the Big Love program. And just today, and I'll put the link in the chat box if you guys want it, you're saving 20% on the whole package. And honestly, I'm going to do all of it. Obviously, I'm teaching it, so I have to. But I'm doing it because I really feel like this is incredible, incredible, incredible. We've mapped so much more out this year on love and emotions, and I haven't presented this before. So I think it's going to be really, really phenomenal. I know I'm looking for my divine partner to come in the next 12 months, as well as hopefully a little boy. We'll be putting in our name for another adoption soon, and hopefully Adelia will have a little brother. I'm hoping to have them close together. I was approved for twins, and Adelia came as a single. So here's the other option for you, which is accessing karma clearing and seven stages of love, which we've already gone through. So if that package was a little bit too big for you, maybe you looked at it and you go, wow, I don't know if I can attend all those classes, and know that you're going to get the replays of everything. This one is karma clearing for 4 hours and seven stages of love. You're getting one class for full tuition and the second one half price, so it's a really great deal. And today it's only $295.50. Please don't contact us tomorrow and ask to can I do it tomorrow. Today is the only day. It's really we know that people love these programs. They work. They work out 100% of the time. You get the best, most information and clearings that you could possibly get. So it's today only. So I encourage you to take action today, the Big Love package or Love, the Simply Love package. And that's what I want to invite you into. And I'd love to hear what you're going to declare to change this month. What's going to be different for you? Because if you keep doing the same thing that you've always been doing, how can things change? How can things improve? I've seen couples fall back in love with themselves. I used to do counseling for women considering divorce, and I did that for about 4 years. And they would come to me. I'd counsel maybe 20 women a year, and they'd come to me and say, you know, our relationship isn't good, and I'm thinking about leaving. And we do 6 months, we'd work on getting their life in balance, them getting them healthy, getting them emotionally healthy, taking away the blame, taking away it's all his fault, and putting in place focus on yourself, and then whenever you can, appreciate and validate him. There's words that can be used. You're my hero. You've really made a difference. This helps me so much. There's words that women can use and learn to use that bring warmth and bring back the love in relationships. And then after 6 months, it's so amazing how many women were right back and happier than ever and had brought love in where love had disappeared. So I've seen it over and over again. And now we have these beautiful techniques for those of you who want to bring in love who haven't ever had the soulmate divine complement, and you want that now, and you're single and you're available and you're ready, or you're in a relationship and can I raise the frequency and can we get us matching? I was also thinking, something popped in my head for the person who was talking about the group, like having many lovers but not having one. That that's in the frequency of obsession addiction. So I'm not saying that you are obsessed or addicted, but it's in that frequency, so you want to clear that frequency related to love. So that would really, I think that would make a big difference. It just popped in my head, I want to tell you that. So just know that kind of that having all the juicy stuff but not having the partner that you explore on a deeper level with, you know, that's the loss. That's what you don't get to do. So, all right. I think we've covered everything that I wanted to in this call. I am really, really excited about what we're coming into the month of love. It's going to be a phenomenal month. I want to invite all of you, because we have 700 of you that have signed up, to come into the Inner Circle, be in Quantum Activations Apprentice. We're going to be certifying 150 people this year in 2017. Year of Miracles, 36 hours of regeneration, 52 weeks of support. Both of those are incredible, incredible programs that are really Inner Circle programs. So feel the love. And then our upcoming classes, and we already did Bladder Health. We did that this week, and we did Vision See Clearly. So those two we just did. So here's what's coming up. And by the way, just so you know what's coming up, Around the Corner, End to Allergies, Technology Tune-Up, Designing DNA, Intuition, Inner Vision. And in February, our free community call is New Beginnings. Year of Miracles, February, is on relationships. So I love you. I appreciate you. You are so dear to me. And I'm so grateful that you were on this call. Sign up for programs. Don't sign up for programs. What I want for you is to raise your frequency to unconditional love. This month is the month to work on love mastery. Why do I have power to blast clear? Why can I clear 130 walk-ins in 10 minutes, where that might take 1,000 hours for somebody else to do? You know, it's all about the love frequency, right? It's all about raising your frequency. So love itself is 500, but imagine continuing to raise it to love mastery and this love wisdom, this unconditional love, where every time you see something that is in your space that isn't loving, you move it out, meaning any kind of reaction you have that isn't loving, you move it out. So I want to raise your frequency this month so that you're more effective in every other clearing, in every other regeneration we do, that you get more out of life, that you enjoy life more on a much deeper level. And and by the way, start writing thank you notes all February. Write a thank you note every day. I appreciate this about you. Do every day this month for the next 24 days. I think we have 24 more days, but please make a commitment to write a thank you note, a love note, an appreciation note to the people in your life who help you, whether it's the waiter or the waitress, the husband, the children, the grandparents. start getting into that love frequency. Another thing I'd love for you to do, take on writing a love letter to one of the seniors in your family. I wrote a love letter to my grandmother. It took me 4 months because it was a 10-page love letter about who she was to me as a child and how much I love and cherish her. And when you get in that idea that someone is old and tired and you can't make a difference with them, I gave her this handwritten letter. It was in a beautiful envelope from India that had all this embellishment on it. And it changed her. It permanently changed her. I told her about, you know, being an event organizer and all the happy moments we had in my childhood with her. And she woke up. She had been depressed for more than 35 years. Her husband died at 63 or 64. She was 60. And she was now in her 90s, and she'd been depressed the whole time. Every one of my aunts and uncles called me and thanked me, said, nobody could do this for Grandma. You did something nobody could do. She's happy. She's excited. She's back in life. In her 90s, she came back to life. You have the power to do that. One other thing you could do. What if you could take on calling every one of your family members and telling them, hey, I'm sorry I've been out of touch with you, if you've been out of touch with them, and I just love and appreciate you. I'm glad you're in my life. What if you took that on? And if you can't take that on, what if you went into karma clearing and cleared your karma and the resentment and the blame and the they didn't do it right? What if you took that out so you could do it? Because I'm going to tell you that every one of those things that you do, everything that you do to expand love, is going to help you become the love master you seek and you long for. And I'm going to say none of you wants to be in a place of reduction or being stuck. You all want to be love masters. I know you do. I feel it. All right. Well, I know I've gone over, so I'm going to end with a little blessing. Vakratunda Mahakaya Koti Surya Samaprabha Nirvignam Karme Devo Sarva Kaye Ishu Sarvada. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwara, Guru Sakshat Parad Brahma, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Dum Durgaye Namaha. Om Aim Saraswatiye Swaha. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. I love you. God bless you. Do sign up. Do the Big Love Program. Just jump in and let's go for it together. God bless you. Have an amazing month. Hope to see you really soon in the chat box. God bless you, and may you have all your miracles.